can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, here we are, Don. This is the almost the eve of the grand final, the AFL grand final, the NRL grand finals on the week after, and then Bathurst is on the week after that. But we're sort of on the eve of. We're not really, because this is a Wednesday. You understand that? So it's exciting times, isn't it?
Oh, riveting.
Yeah, I went to an exciting. Now I know. I think the doc is going to ring in from Sydney. Do you think?
You're the control freak in this show. Why aren't you organised,
Don? The doc says you'll come on every other week from Sydney. Do you think I have to ring him?
Yes.
Why? If he says
your
he'll come
show, on, you've got to get organised. You're the
Don,
producer,
Don.
He's tried to help you.
Wait till I get on to you interrupting me, what people say, and you eating, and you not speaking into the microphone, and all that stuff. I don't think I have to ring the doc and say, or contact him and say, you're coming on this week. He said he'll come on every other week. This is the other week. This is the week he comes on.
Yeah, some people just to make you feel nice, and the doc could be one of those people.
I don't think the doc's interested in making us feel nice.
You don't think so?
He likes to be part of this until he doesn't want to be part of it. So I've anyhow that we've wasted time talking about that, and this is the reason I brought this up. The doc won't like probably this preamble before we start, because he says get on with the main topics and then do all the other crap at the end of it.
Yeah,
so we're doing it the other way around.
Shout-outs come at the end.
Well, we're not doing we've got a couple of shout-outs, but we're not doing shout-outs as such.
Oh.
The first thing I'm saying, Don,
yeah,
is only because it saves me a lot of time and effort and having to reply to people, because I don't reply to a lot of people on social media. The marijuana oil. Dr. James Stewart is the man. I don't know his phone number. He's got a website, or you can look him up. James Stewart, doctor. If you want to avail yourself of the marijuana oil, you ring him up. Don't contact me.
Hang on. I'm not on social media. So how do you find him?
Well, you look up his practice.
What?
You look up he's a doctor.
Telephone
book.
Dr.
Telephone book, but you Google it. You don't have to be on social media. You just look up, you Google, type in James Stewart, doctor, and that'll tell you where his clinic is.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ring me. Don't contact me. We're not an advocate. We're an advocate for it, for our own use.
Do you know
we're
that
not
stuff?
Doctors.
I've got carpal tunnel.
What?
I've got carpal tunnel. Do you know what carpal tunnel
yes,
is?
Yes, I've had two operations for carpal
tunnel.
Have you?
I've had it on that hand.
Do you know what it means?
No.
Means that the sheath won't go through your wrist. It's all blocked up.
Well, listen, since I've been on this stuff, I've only got it. It's retarded carpal tunnel.
That it's on you.
No, I'm saying the marijuana oil, you idiot, has retarded the carpal tunnel. It's only my fingertips are numb. And we're both looking at this young lady.
That's Shelley. Don't look at her. Who cares?
Well, you were looking at her and so was
because
I.
She's come in a different car. Her husband's overseas and she's borrowed the car. Don't worry about that.
She looks different from behind.
She
looks different from behind. That's why we both looked.
This is what the doctor says.
What?
That you get waylaid about completely trivial and incidental things. And don't sing out to her when she comes in. No one knows that she's just arrived. So don't. So you've got carpal.
Hi, Shel.
What did I just tell you? Why are you calling out to someone that no one knows who she is? She's just walked in. What? Listen to me. Stop looking at her.
I can't take my eyes off her. Have I got a problem?
I hope you've got a problem. The carpal tunnel, Don. How did we get? You say the marijuana oil has eased the
retarded.
Yeah, you're retarded.
Retarded. Yeah, what? I think it has.
Right. Well, anyhow,
I've got 1, 2, 3 fingers that have got carpal tunnel right at the tips, but I've got feeling in the
I've got that out of the way. That's what? Just for my sake, saying he's Dr. James Stewart.
The other thing
Stewart.
With this, hang on, shut up. The other thing I've found, why isn't this on the PBS? I thought about it yesterday. Why isn't this stuff on that PBS scheme? The marijuana oil.
Oh.
Because I can now make a real fist.
Yes, that's how
I mean, I've got grip strength back.
And that's how I got onto it. What? We're not doctors. We're just saying we have a lot of inquiries and it's getting a head of steam up.
Do you think it depends on your metabolism?
I don't know what it depends on, Don. I have no idea. Now, Don.
It's fascinating.
So that's the first thing. Yeah, the second thing is, the doc won't like this either, you remember our erstwhile.
Now, hang on. Which doctor are we talking, Stewart or Fordham?
Why would Dr. James Stewart have anything to do with...
I honestly don't know where
Dr.
you take
Ben
this program.
Fordham. No, that's right. Dr. Ben won't like this because I'm about to... Not give a shout out. You know our erstwhile friend. What's erstwhile mean? Dead or you've
No,
he's a
I didn't
former
go
person.
To Geelong Grammar. We never had a phonetics department at Blackburn High School.
Well, that's not phonetics, Don. That's just an English word. I think erstwhile means a former friend. It doesn't mean you're dead. Anyhow, he's not dead, anyhow, this person, but he's our erstwhile friend, Michael Christian. Remember Mick?
Down in Tassie.
Yeah, he's moved down to Tassie.
Has he shown you photos of his house?
What?
I think he's bored.
He might be bored, Don, because
he might jump off the veranda of his house. He's so bored.
Don. So what he's done is,
yes,
he has commissioned some caps to be made with "You cannot be serious" on them.
Yeah, they're bad, are they? Give us a look.
Then
at one.
They're not bad.
And no, throw it over.
Well, I'm throwing it over.
Thanks.
And
It's a peak cap.
It's a golf.
This? What do I thought we're doing? Giggle hats as well.
That's a giggle hat. I said to Mick, why are you getting the giggle hats? He said, because tradesmen like to wear them.
I don't mind the giggle hats.
Shut up, Don. He said, they're not called giggle hats. They're called buckle or knuckle hats or something.
You wore them in the Vietnam War. Do you remember that?
You wore them in the Vietnam War. What, the you cannot be serious hats?
No, the giggle hats.
Anyhow, Don, he has commissioned some of these to be...
Geez, they're big.
Well, I said that to him. I said, they're all one size. He said, yeah, they're all one size.
Well,
but the
what's the point? Have you got a bloody small head?
The tradesmen like them, Don, because it keeps the sun off them when they're out working.
Yes, it does too.
So what he has done, Mick has, he's fashioned up some You Cannot Be Serious hats. It hasn't got any other markings on it except... he said, did you want your name on it and my name on it? I said, no, we don't. We just want maybe, I think, I can't see you've got it there. What's on the back of it? You cannot be serious. No, smarter.
Oh, are you giving your thing
that,
a plug?
What's no, that doesn't give me a plug. That's
Smarter Sam.
Yes, but that's because when we stand in front of the emblem here and do the photos, you reconcile why that's on there. It's Smarter what? Sam doesn't do me any favours.
I thought it was Smart Ass Sam.
Well, that's the play on words, Don.
Who came up with that?
I did.
Smart Ass.
Don.
What,
Don,
you did?
Don. Don.
I didn't think you were so smart.
Don. Smart Ass Sam.
Yeah, but
Don,
I didn't think you were
smart. Shut up a minute, man. Shut up. So... The Smartest Sam does nothing that doesn't benefit me in any way whatsoever. It just makes it relevant to what the hats are. So,
what about colours?
They're red.
Well, do we get other colours?
No, we can't, Don.
What about orange?
So this is what he says.
What?
If you want to order.
Yeah.
He said, we've been inundated with requests for You Cannot Be Serious.
Who has?
We have. You haven't because you take no interest in the podcast other than that. I do all the social media. I look up as best I can. Yeah. So this is what Mick has said. If you want to order the Smartest Sam, not the Smartest Sam, the You Cannot Be Serious hats. Knuckle hat or whatever it's called.
Giggle hat, isn't it?
I don't know what it's called. Or the golf cap hat.
Yep, peaky one.
And what we'll do is when we do the... the promotion in front of the thing. Yep. We'll have them. You'll have the giggle hat on, righto, and I'll put that on, and we can see what mick it is that he's selling. So he's commissioned a run of these. A run.
Yep. I know that.
And if you want to order them, this is all one word. This is how you order them.
Why wouldn't you put this on your social media?
Why don't you shut up a minute? MichaelChristianMenswear.com. That's it, one word, MichaelChristianMenswear.com. And they are, I don't know why he's letting them go for this price. This seems ridiculous.
Hang on. We've got it. We haven't talked about it. Have you talked business with this bloke? Michael, have you talked business with him?
Well, why would I be?
What are we getting out of it?
What are you getting out of it?
Yes, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, I know that. You're just looking after number one. You leave that to me.
I'm a mercenary.
You leave that to me, Don.
Leave that to you and your business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So how am I going so far by greasing your palm with things that I've done on this show?
Yeah, I think that's come out of your pocket too.
How am I going with a couple of other things that I've given you?
I've got a thing to pick on that too.
So MichaelChristianMenswear.com, he's letting them go. I said, mate, you should...
don't give them how much for?
Well... I said you should sell them for $75.
What?
I said you should sell them for $75.
Oh, come on.
It's not the cap. It's the fact that it's got the...
How much is he selling it for?
$33. What?
I wouldn't pay $35 for that.
$33.95.
Why not $34?
Look, Don, that's a marketing thing. It's not $34.
He's trying to con people.
It's just marketing, Don. It's called marketing.
It's called conning people.
It's called marketing. It's like...
It's called bullshit.
It's like, I'll tell you, I'll give you a bit of a market. This is how you can market things. Mm-hmm. This bloke I know was a doctor and he specialised in circumcising... This bloke I know specialised in he was a doctor and he specialised in circumcising boys. I don't think you circumcise women, maybe you do, but don't interrupt me. If you step over the top of this, what I'm saying, he specialised in circumcising boys, and in the surgery window he had a string of watches, you know, Longines, Rolex, had a whole lot of watches in the window. And this bloke walked in off the street and he said to the receptionist, could I buy a watch? And the receptionist said, we don't sell watches. He said, what do you do? He said, we circumcise people. He said, well, what have you got watches hanging in the window for? She said, what would you hang in the window? Isn't that a good bit of marketing? You walk in off the street to buy a watch and you step back onto the footpath and you've got 2 inches missing off your dick, Don, because that's how you market. You get people in. He thought, I'll buy a watch. But they actually circumcise people. So that's marketing. So Don, listen to me.
Jeez, I'm glad I didn't interrupt.
That's right. $33.95 plus postage and handling. Plus postage and handling.
When she's going to rip them off for?
I don't know. Whatever Australia Post cost to package up.
Jeez.
I play golf, Don. Those hats cost much more than that. Which hats?
You said which hats? I'm asking which hats. You said
the
those
golf
hats.
The golf caps that have Titleist and all the golf
paraphernalia advertising.
Yeah. They cost much more than that. And this is called bespoke.
What?
This is a bespoke hat. It's been made specially for us, and it's called You Cannot Be Serious. And whether you relate that to the show or not, don't you think it's good to have a cap that says you cannot be serious? Because when you're talking to people and they start speaking shit to you, you can just point to the top of your head and say, you cannot be serious. It doesn't necessarily...
It's just a plug on you. You're just trying to pat yourself on the back because you came up with the name.
Yeah,
I pinched it or plagiarised it.
I didn't plagiarise it.
Well, McEnroe had it first.
Well, no, you're not on hats, he didn't.
No.
He said it at Wimbledon.
That's right, and you've pinched him. Anyway, I don't mind them, actually. I wonder if this comes in colours.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad we've got your stamp of imprimatur on them, Don.
I'll tell you if I didn't like them.
Oh, I know that. So,
what about
Michael
colours?
Christian... What?
Colours.
You've said that already.
Well,
we're doing
got an answer.
I did. I said they're red with white writing. Well, you cannot be serious. And Mick was worried about the size of the font.
The font. Oh, yeah, the writing.
Yeah, that's what that's font
right.
is.
That's all right.
Well, he said it should be a bit smaller. And no. I said, no, it should be bigger. So right. that people can see. So yep. that's that. So if Doc Fordham, a doc from Sydney,
I think I'd like another colour.
No, I don't care what you'd like, Don.
Or can we get
it? You're not financing it. All you're going to do is cop. All you're going to do is cop. Do you want me to go through what you've copped?
Yep.
You really?
Yep.
What have I given you? What have I given you?
No, we got the.
What have I given you? I gave you half the compensation we got from suing. From suing that clown for libel.
Yeah, what did you do with yours? What did you do with yours?
Don't worry about what I did with mine. I gave you half that money.
Everything that you throw at me, I'll counter.
I paid for the complete court case and I paid for the...
You did not, you bloody... I told you I put the money aside.
No, I said I paid for the complete court case and got the money back.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we sued the people who's told lies about us.
That's right.
Including the clown that said the lies.
Oh, we got an apology from him.
And we got and we got compensated. So
I don't think... Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
From the organisations.
No, Don. So that's don't say what have I done for you, Don. So that's what I've done for you. And all you're going to do is cop the profit from Mick... Christian Menswear.
10 cents each.
Hmm?
10 cents.
So he's going to... Well, it doesn't matter. He's paid to have them manufactured. So that's that. So that's that. We've done the marijuana oil and we've done Mick. Right. So I was... So, Don, I'm going to do this now.
What would you do without this podcast?
What?
What would you do without this podcast?
What does that mean?
You do nothing. Anyway, what else have you got there? This is a week's thought coming up here.
Hang on. What do you mean, what would I do if I didn't have this podcast?
Well, I mean, this is I all your this, thoughts for a week. You sit we down do for
this,
a week.
We do this podcast, Don, for our own amusement.
You do?
Well, what do you come for?
To help you out. You need someone to put shit on.
Like you?
Yeah.
Well, you give as good as you get.
I've got to.
No, you don't have to.
What?
No, because you're... I met you...
What? Come on, you're stumbling.
No, I'm not stumbling. I was going to say I met your brother and then I'm going to say where I met your brother. So I was invited...
Well, you met some other people as well.
I was invited to a very big function down at the Waverley... No. Waverley Country Club.
Mulgrave Country Club.
Oh, Mulgrave Country, sorry. But it's next to Waverley. Waverley Football Ground.
It's called some other name now, isn't it?
Well, shut up, Don, please. I was invited to a very big function at the Mulgrave Country Club, which is next to where Waverley used to have the big ground there, which was Hawthorne's home base. I went to the inauguration of a man who played for Hawthorne, who was inducted into legend, not Hall of Fame, legend status, into the Hawthorne Football Club.
You got an invite.
I insisted I have an invite, and I turned up there, and it was a very nice...
How were you dressed? Appropriately?
Would you shut up, Don? I was dressed in a suit... And I had my Geelong tie on. I thought I'll represent...
Was that a Geelong tie?
It was. So I thought I'll represent the Cats.
Have you got a number on it? You got a number on it? We have a past player's tie with a number on it.
Go ahead, Don. Go ahead and tell us where I was and why.
Well, you were out there at... I don't know why you were there. You probably had nothing to do Sunday afternoon. I think I'll go out for a free meal. They give pensioner discounts and... You filled in a couple of hours and came home and probably...
So you think, Don, I'd like to put a suit on, drive out
an hour out
to Waverley to go to a function because I can get a free meal, do you?
Driving that pollution thing that you drive.
There's no pollution in that thing, Don.
Bloody,
no,
that Mustang?
Yeah.
You want to get behind it when you're going.
No, there's no pollution, Don.
Bullshit, fumes.
The fumes... there's no such thing as an emission-free motor car, whether it's electric or not. The emissions just get transported overseas to the countries where you have to use all the machinery to make the machines. So don't worry about that. So I go out to Waverley, to the Mulgrave Country Club, to the inauguration of a man into the legend status at the Hawthorne Football Club. And who do you reckon that was?
I don't know.
You.
You telling the story.
You, Don. So we go out there and you're dressed up there and there's a hundred thousands of people out there and there's revelry and merriment and a man got up at the start of it and introduced you. I'm not sure why he was there introducing you because he was not really able to string more than two or three. No, all right. No, he's a good man. Apparently he was your first coach or
yes,
something.
Yes,
thank
you. And I asked him.
You asked him to go.
Yes.
Yeah, that. Well okay. done. Yeah. So we're all a bit cringeworthy. So anyhow, so we sat there and then they showed. So then they showed some highlights of your career.
Didn't go very long, did it?
It was done. I think it was done on a handy cam. I think it must have been someone's private personal camera that they had a Kodak. Must have run on Steam, that camera.
Is that how long my career went for? 5 seconds?
It went for 12 seconds, the highlights of your career, and it wasn't nothing off the television. It was someone had taken them off a handy cam that must have been manufactured by Kodak in the 60s. Because
the background music was good, though.
The background music was probably the best thing about
it.
It was grainy, and you couldn't tell. Grainy. The film was grainy. Why didn't they get... I can remember Peter Landy calling football with Sandy Roberts and Bruce.
What about Lou Richards?
Lou Richards.
Jack Edwards.
Yeah. And
Alan Gale.
There
Mike
goes.
Williamson.
That's right. Why couldn't they have had snatches of all the games you played in, all your captain grand finals, you held the cup up, your mate. You know, they used to call you the fancy Dan Dom. There he is there with the big handbag and the belt and people. And that was legendary, Don.
What did they call you with your tipped hair?
You were
ahead of David Bowie. David Bowie was
gone,
the first.
Gone anyhow. So I go out.
No, hang on.
No.
Now let's get back to
no,
you.
No, let's not. We go out to
it was
the
very feminine.
We're going 20 minutes. We haven't got onto a topic yet. So I go out there, Don, and it was a nice gathering, and we had a meal, and you spoke. And they had a great painting. I'm saying this seriously. You had a great portrait painting of you. Thank heavens it wasn't done by that bloke. What's his name? What was his name?
Just shut up.
Whatever his name. Yeah. What was his name? Jamie Cooper. Thank God it wasn't done by him. It was a very good painting of you, a life-size painting of you holding
it. You think it was that big?
Yeah, I've got a picture of it. I stood next to it.
You've got to push a few weights in.
And you holding all the cups and all that. No, you weren't holding. You were in your football gear. It was a very good painting. And now you were made a legend of the Hawthorne Football Club. Now, off the top of your head, Don, I want to ask you, who are the other legends of the Hawthorne Football Club? You should know this, seeing as you've just been inducted into the legendary status. The Premier, Jeff Kent, wasn't there. He was overseas. Remember when he came out here and he said, I'm very sorry, Don, that I won't be there. And that seems ironic, seeing as that we've had a bit of a to and fro over the years. So go on. Who is the other legends?
Geez.
Quickly, come on.
Come on. Oh, geez, you got to help me.
I'll help you.
Okay.
Parkin.
Right, is he?
Arthur.
Really?
Graham Arthur. Mort.
Yeah, okay.
I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Yeah, right,
Knights, Peter.
Really? Peter Knights.
But don't keep saying, is he really? You should know this. Don, someone else has walked into the room. Don, Mort Arthur, David Parkin, Peter Knights, Peter Hudson, Jason Dunstall, the Chief, Lee Matthews, Michael Tuck.
Tucky.
What? You're just going to pronounce, repeat all the names.
Well, I'm just.
Well, who are the other ones?
I don't know.
Well, you should know, Don. You've joined.
How many was that you went through?
Please, come on. One, Tuck, Knights,
two,
Matthews,
three, four,
Arthur,
five.
Parkin, Kennedy, John, Senior, and you, Don.
I can only count to five because the other hand's got carpal tunnel.
Oh, well, your fingers missing, are they?
Well, they're numb.
But these fingers are still there, Don.
But they're good on that hand. So
doesn't matter if they're good or not.
I couldn't feel
you're
the
only
other.
Using them to count. You're not using them to pick anything up.
You can't feel it when you press the finger, you idiot.
Just
when
hold
you've got
them up.
Carpal tunnel.
Oh,
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, and then I hit the others. I didn't feel anything.
Well, use your toes, Don. If you get to 20, and if you need to get 21, take your pants off.
Why?
Oh, my God. The only man I know that has to remove his pants to count to 21. Do you not understand that? You've been the most. You say you only come on here for me to fucking. You're the most humorless, naive person. Right. So that was that. So how many topics have we got? So we've done the Caps. We've done James Stewart, and we've done you out at. Did you like the afternoon out there? Did you? Did you like the...
Oh, it was good to catch up with the guys. Yeah, it was
And great speech you gave. You did give a nice speech and you said, I hate these awards.
Hang on. You've got to do the impersonation, right?
I'm doing it of you.
I'll go.
I hate these awards. Which made everyone feel warm and fuzzy because they sing as they're all there to give you a bit of a leg up. Yeah, no, these are stupid, these awards. They're only team sports, and if I hadn't had any teammates, I wouldn't be here, and I don't like these awards, which made everyone feel great that they've gone out of their way to make sure that you get into legendary status and you just bag the shit out of them.
Hey, listen, can we talk something serious for a moment?
Right.
We had a bloke on last week, Hayden Burbank.
Right.
Hey, do you think there's something going on in Victoria?
So that was one of me next.
Oh, well, I got in before you, did
no,
I?
No, that's good. I'm glad because we've got into a topic at last, Don.
Can I? Well, do you want to paint the picture or will I?
Well, it'd be better for me to paint the picture because you'll take hours and you'll just go.
Well, if I was able to paint the picture, I wouldn't have to interrupt you.
Go on, go ahead.
Okay, well, he was on last week.
And on here?
On the podcast. Yeah, we interviewed him. Wednesday. Thursday, he was. Was he arrested?
Raided.
Raided
by the police.
Yes,
at his business and his home.
Why?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I'm just putting a conspiracy theory out here. Now we started.
Don, go ahead.
Now, a few years ago, I don't know when it was, start of COVID, whenever that was, you went off your tree on this, and the next day in the foyer of your apartment. The police came to see you.
Yes.
Okay. Then
your point.
Come on, hang on. Get on with it. I'll give two more examples. Paul Dimitina.
Yes.
He, in the middle of COVID, was very critical because COVID was ruining his business.
Yes.
And lo and behold, a couple of days later, he was pulled up for being. I don't know, a minute after closing or two or 3 minutes after. Mm. Then I go to a lady at Ballarat who posted something on
social media,
Facebook. She was arrested and she was pregnant.
Handcuffed.
Pregnant. And she was off to the doctors. But the state government dropped that case or the police didn't go on with it. Now, is somebody in authority looking and
targeting,
monitoring social media and then going and putting a bit of a rocket up you if you don't comply or conform?
You betcha, Don. We're almost living in a state of martial law. If you disagree with anything that this government says, they hone in on you. And Hayden Burbank, who I haven't spoken to since, I reached out to him. I said, what are they doing to you? You would be amazed at the number of people who said that he was targeted and they said, oh, he broke the law. What law would that be? That's some made-up law that you can't travel interstate because you got COVID.
But
that's completely gone out the window. Now, I see that dopey man that runs America, Joe Biden, said that the pandemic's over. So you can do anything you like now and nothing's changed. And the vaccines are complete. What they did to that boy, Hayden Burbank, he transgressed and put him in jail.
In maximum security.
For 3 months. And since that interview, I've been told there were hundreds and hundreds of people who did exactly the same thing as Hayden Burbank. They all went over there. They weren't qualified to do it or whatever. That clown of a man who runs Mark McGowan runs Western Australia said. hundreds of people did exactly the same thing, but he was singled out because maybe he's got a profile, maybe, I don't know. And suddenly, after being on the podcast, he gets raided by the police. It is, I suggested it was the first lie that came from the government was when they said you couldn't play golf because that would spread COVID. Fair dinkum.
Is that why they came to see you?
No, they came to me. I said if anyone was ever going to march in protest about what's going on in this state regarding lockdowns, it's a wonder 250,000 people don't march up Flinders
Hang
Street.
Hang on, what did you say?
I said it's a wonder 250,000 people don't march up Flinders Street to protest about this state being locked down. And then they came to me, the police, coppers, and said, are you inciting people to march and riot? I said, not at all. I said, so that's what they asked me.
And so is that the end of the question? You said no, and they walked away?
No, I said no, of course I'm not. I said if I was inciting people to march and riot, I would have given them a route, a time, a destination, when to gather. I just said if ever anyone was going to...
So they were happy with your explanation?
You would have given them a route.
Of course, because it was just projection.
It
was projection. They were just showing that
flexing their muscle.
Yes, Don. And this is not the police's fault, incidentally.
They were sent.
Never blame the people that work for you. Always blame the people who employ you. So that's that. So I don't know what's happened to Hayden Burbank, and I don't know why they single him out. They said they were looking for prescription drugs, someone said.
No, there's a bigger issue. We should be very wary of what's going on in Victoria. Well, I've said it for a couple of years. You have too. There's something going on that we cannot explain, you know.
In what regard, Don?
Well, we just...
This is Max, who's just turned
Sorry,
up.
Sorry.
So, Max, listen to what we just said, there's something going on with regard to Hayden Burbank, the lady in Ballarat.
So is it police or is it state or is it Dan Andrews or is he controlling everything?
Max,
in order
I hope I speak clearly, Max. I said, don't blame the police. It's not the people who work for you. It's the people who employ you. It's the government. We're almost in a state of martial law here, being told and pulled and pushed what to do, what to think, what to eat, what to drive, where to go, how long to be out of your house. I mean, you'll look back on this in a couple of decades or even a decade and you'll think, how did anyone put up with that nonsense? And because the people who didn't put up with it got singled out.
Yeah, but you know why we put up with it? As Stalin said, I'll use the example. You can pluck a chicken and that chicken, you know, take his feathers off him.
What's
while
that,
he's
Don?
Alive. Pluck your chicken. Pluck. P-L. P-L.
What do you think I said? Fuck a chicken, Don.
You were trying.
I wasn't. I'm not trying to do. I'm wondering what Stalin saying.
And then you just feed that chicken some wheat and he'll continue following you. So in
just
other words,
that, give us that again.
That's what
well, you can
that's
pluck,
what
a chicken, which
on,
you can pluck a chicken alive, you can which is hurt. Well, it hurts a
pluck
chicken.
Pluck a chicken alive. Yes.
Stalin take said the feathers
this.
Off him, and but he'll still
denude the chicken with feathers,
and you throw a piece of grain, and he'll still follow you around.
Why is that, Don?
Because he's interested in the grain.
Because he's interested in grain.
Grain, which is food.
Because his only hope of
survive.
Preservation is to follow the person
and
that plucked
think
his feathers.
All we are as humans are sophisticated animals.
I wonder if you can... Here's a tongue. I wonder if you could have a crack at this. How many fig pluckers... How many fig pluckers...
Pigs or fig pluckers?
I'm not a fig plucker. I'm a fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes. I'm not a fig plucker. I'm not a fig plucker. I'm a fig plucker son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes. How could you...
No, you won't. You can't even say it.
I'm not a fig plucker. I'm a fig plucker son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes. I want to give you another one. This is a rude word. It's a rude word, but this is called a spoonerism. You remember Dorothea?
Dr. Spooner, wasn't it?
You remember Dorothea McKellar's poem that we couldn't think of what the line was?
Country,
I love a sunburned
country.
Country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, not rugged. I heard someone get up to say that they were asked to recite it, and they said, please, I'm not sure we're allowed to say this word. but it's not. I'm not doing it gratuitously. They said, "I love a sun cunt burn tree, a land of." And someone said, "What did you say?" He said, "What did I say?" They said, "I don't think you meant to say that." And they said, "I love a sun, oh, burnt country." What did I say? They said, "I don't know what you said."
School.
I don't know what you said, but don't say it again. So that's called a spoonerism, Don. A spoonerism. It's like saying he was a member of the Bob Hawke was the president of the ACUNT. And the bloke said, "I think you've put an extra letter in there, haven't you?" He said, "What did I say?" He said, "The ACTU." He said, "No, you didn't say that."
That was quite a Barry Humphrey's characters. What was his name?
Les Patterson.
No, it was someone.
Sandy Stone. Well, how many more would you like?
Oh, there was one.
What's the one about what does a woman put behind her ears that make her menfolk so attracted?
This was Joan Collins, who was being interviewed by Sir Les.
Oh, I thought that. Oh, Vice Sir, that's right. Okay.
And he said, "Yeah." She said, "We'd brought out a new perfume range," and he said. And Mike Willis, he asked Les, he said, "Oh, yes," he said, "I used to know Joan Collins. She'd brought out a new perfume range." And Mike said, what did she put behind her ears to attract men? And he said, "She told me her ankles," which actually went to air. Now, Don.
How do you think he would go today in today's society?
Well, he's not on today because of that very reason.
He's the most irreverent man.
Now, listen, we have covered nothing. So what we're going to do is...
have a break.
Can I quickly ask a sport-related question that's got nothing to do with what's happened over the weekend? Well, have you heard the news about Hawthorn this morning?
Yeah, it's a good question, Max. We have heard the news about Hawthorn this morning, about your club, Don. This is racially intimidating, I think, in...
Who released it?
Racially intimidating players, Indigenous players, not to bring their First partners Nation. Over or something.
No, so it was three or four First Nation people that were in the club between the Premiership dynasty of
three or four First Nation people.
Well, that's what it's called, and that's what they said in the papers.
Aborigines,
or it could be Aboriginals.
Well, else
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not well versed on who falls under that category. It could be Torres Strait Islanders or something. It could be
Torres Strait Islanders.
I don't know. It could be someone with that sort of blood or heritage in them. Anyway, so the two names that came across the desk were Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan. Chris Fagan's obviously at Brisbane at the moment. So it was between the period of 2012 and 2015. The reports are to separate them from their families. The most serious case that's come out that the AFL is investigating right now is that someone said to go to your partner and terminate a pregnancy to show a bit more commitment at the club, which was, if true, that's a fairly...
Yes.
I'm not sure if they're allowed to say that, just to go back to your partner and say, "Hey, shouldn't be having this kid. Should be focused on football." But it's all about separating and making them the best player that they could be at the club.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Singling out. So yes. Go for it. So that's why I brought this topic up, purely sort of for you, okay. Don.
Now, it was commissioned. Now, this survey was commissioned by the club. By the current administration.
What do you mean by survey?
In a reaction to the Rioli thing that happened halfway through the year.
That's what I was thinking. But why survey? What are you talking about, a survey?
Well, no, I didn't say survey. I shouldn't have said a survey.
It was an investigation commissioned by
the current administration in a reactionary move to the Cyril Rioli thing.
All right, so the board said we need to look into this further.
No, they wanted to understand if there was a racial problem. In a knee-jerk reaction to the Cyril Rioli accusations halfway through the year. Mm. Now, let me go on and say, it's all very well a report being done. Is it substantiated? Are these people going to put a name to it? Now, the other thing you've got to consider is it happened in the past. These people that have been named, Clarkson and Fagan, are former employees. They've got no case to answer. Who is going to come forward, substantiate these reports, and Hawthorn can't do anything because they're former employees.
Well, Don, the person that they can, if the person was, if they can ask the person who was told that his partner should terminate her pregnancy.
That's right.
If they can just get that person on record.
Let's not make or do anything until these reports are substantiated.
Absolutely, I agree with that. You're found guilty until all the evidence is put in front for someone to make a decision. But
found
at the same
innocent
time,
until you're found
innocent
guilty.
Found
yes. So how did the
well,
other
does
thing...
It, does it matter if Clarkson and Fagan aren't at the club? It's not like they've fled the country or something. They're just
Hawthorn can't do anything. Hawthorn cannot
do anything.
No, but
they can
anything.
Investigate
the... current
the
administration cannot do anything.
But surely there are people within the club that are with
them. They cannot.
The
what can they do?
Well, just to show that they're taking it seriously, if this has any legs or any oxygen at all, it's not just a beat-up. If to show that they're taking it seriously, it doesn't matter if the people are there or not, they can investigate. They can investigate what that was about because as the Cyril Rioli thing was just a crock of shit.
Cannot investigate, John, if somebody doesn't, or people, if there's four or five accusations made, four or five people have got to come forward and put their name to the accusation.
Sorry, I think you're confused. Hawthorn isn't doing an investigation, the AFL is.
And no, Hawthorn commissioned.
Okay, well now it's in the
commissioned,
AFL commissioned.
No, the report was then forwarded to the Integrity Commission at the AFL.
Well, now the AFL's investigating.
Well, the AFL, they may be, but they,
well, they
what can
are.
They do? They're not an authority.
Of course they're an authority.
They're not.
What do you mean?
They are a sporting body.
The clubs play under the AFL banner. Of course they're an authority.
They can't do anything.
Don, they are an authority, Don.
They are an authority.
What the hell are they
an
authority?
I'm not backing them up.
What can they charge that person with?
That they're running the competition, they can charge the clubs or require the clubs to have, and I'm not saying this about Hawthorn, they can say this about anyone, they can require the clubs to justify their actions and their behaviour about various things because they oversee the competition because they're...
How
the clubs are under the umbrella of the Australian Football League, which is the AFL.
Didn't the AFL take Essendon out of the top eight when their drug saga was going on?
Yes, all that.
That was an authoritative move, was it not? Essendon probably didn't sign off on it. They probably wanted to play finals and lose again.
I think that the racial thing is a little bit different to the drug thing.
No, but they are an authority. But this
no, no, one is one is a social issue and one is a sporting issue.
But if it's to do with the
clubs
drugs under their auspices...
Well, performing enhancing with regard to your sport. This is a social issue. The accusation is a social issue.
A social issue to improve their
should
football.
Should the AFL... Well, they think they are a social body or a moral body. There's got to be higher authorities if this is correct.
Anyhow, Don, that's a very good answer and it's a very good question.
But the other thing is, how did this report get out, number one?
Because
it's
three
a
or four people went,
provocative
that's
thing.
That's right.
It's
and who
released
and who and what source of the media released this? Where
that's
did it originate?
I think the three or four people that were involved went to lawyers that then engaged Hawthorn.
No,
and that
Max.
The internal investigation didn't from Rioli didn't bring up what was currently going on or what's reported today. That I don't know what you're talking about.
Max,
that may have been
at
separate.
At 6:30 this morning, I turned on the ABC and they had an exclusive. They released it. Now, I went and got, when we had coffee, I looked through that particular paper, which was what the Sun Pictorial had nothing.
The Herald Sun.
Herald
Sun. Cool.
Okay, the Herald Sun.
Sun
so
Pictorial
it was released through the ABC.
Right, Don. So Don, we're only closing off now because we're waiting for the doctor to ring in from Sydney. I presume he's going to ring in.
Will I hold my breath or not?
You can do what you like, Don.
Green goes blue as your pants. Or
yes,
purple, sorry.
Purple. He looks like a big grape. He looked like a big. You look like a big plum today, Don. You've got purple slacks on, mauve shoes. You've got a scarlet shirt on. You've got a hat on. You look like a big. You look like hemorrhoids.
You look
today,
like
Don.
A very curious.
Well,
you look like a bunch of hemorrhoids.
Talking about dress, I've glam. You've cleaned your act up.
Right,
where are
right.
your braces this week that are hanging down? Like you look like an old bloke that used
there,
to.
There, my braces there.
Where? Give us a look.
They're over my shoulders, holding my pants up. Right now,
well,
so
why haven't you got them down around your knees? Like you,
shut up.
He's had a haircut and he looks like he's had a shower. You look different, Dad.
Did you have a shower?
We're closing.
You don't normally have
one. Did you go to the doctor throughout the week?